Hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan here in Audio Boo. Just heading back down from the town through the park. First time in a long while, actually, since I've done this. I've used to do this pretty much every day. And honestly, can't remember the last time I walked down, up or down through the park. Either that, my memory's totally gone and I did it yesterday. But I didn't, I don't think. Guess I'm just going to do a rambly boo. But that way I may actually make some sense. So listening to Cat, Sassy Cat's follow-up boo to her previous boo about these lyrically suspect, is that the expression? I don't think that was a proper expression. These songs, this list apparently made by this board company, whatever, over there in America, in the US of A, following 9/11, about songs that were lyrically questionable. And I questioned Kat about that. I wasn't quite sure because she did read out the entire list, I believe, from A to Z. That's the American way, see, we don't say Z, we say Z. As I listened through, I kind of wondered what do they mean, because some of the titles I didn't understand them. So Kat came back, thankfully, and clarified, or sometimes we say scarified, what she meant or what they meant with it. And actually, she was pretty good because she went into detail about some of the lyrics. Very knowledgeable she is, especially about the ones to do with sex, drink, love, and rock and roll, all those kind of things. So that was great, Kat. I really do appreciate you clarifying that, because I was just a wee bit bemused by what was actually meant. But now that I've heard the second boo from Kat and what it's all about, virtually all the songs that was on that list were made long before 9/11. Just shows you how people in, I don't want to say just people in America think, or certain people in America think, but maybe quite up to other places, but Americans seem to be hypersensitive about things like that. And to say that, was it Peter, Paul and Mary? Was that one? Why on earth would that be questionable? And when I thought about the list that she'd read out in the first audio boo, I thought, well, if I were at my desktop just now, and sitting there with a coffee or a cup of tea, I could probably think about dozens of other songs that could have been banned simply because they contained a word or words or an expression that could be lyrically suspicious or whatever. You could be stupid, about it and come up with, bit of Pink Floyd, another brick in the wall. Well, that could be misread, couldn't it? We have knocked another brick out your towers, or that the tower is classed as a brick of the US society, how does the song go, the anthem of America? Well, you know what I mean, America loves America kind of thing, and we've just knocked one of your bricks down. And so you could go on and on and on. And yet they're not in the list. So they've handpicked a certain list, or someone's handpicked a certain list. And if you're going to do that, then you should be definitive. And if you're definitive, you are going to have something 10 times longer than the Dead Sea Scrolls of lyrically suspect or suspicious songs. And I just think it's crazy. I honestly do. I just think it's crazy. I mean, for God's sake, It's like you're at a funeral and you're at the funeral reception, and you're no way are you allowed to say anything referring to death, not even to poor John, he will be missed, because you're mentioning a sad a very, very sad affair for the family. And you're not allowed to mention that, you're not allowed to say it, and you have to pick your way very, very careful in anything that you say while you're having your tea or your wee whiskey or your dram or whatever you're having. And for that whole event, which might last, an hour or 2 hours, a reception tea, you're frightened, you're terrified to say anything that might actually contain a word that will be offensive to the family, because it mentions the word, or it's inference to the word, dead, or being dead, or gone, or passed away, or... I know I'm being entirely flippant with this, but in the same respect, I am kind of being serious about it. It's just stupid to me. But that is society, isn't it? And the more I thought about that, in relation to 9/11, the more I thought about that, the more I thought how society is going just now. And it seems to be that the matters like this are becoming more and more prevalent, where you are not allowed to say certain things, and I'm going to just be quite open about that. You can't say someone's black, although they are black. You can't say that they're a Pakistani, because they're Pakistani. You can't say they're a Muslim, because they're a Muslim. And I'm not a racist by any means whatsoever. But it doesn't matter what it is. You can't call a Chinese person a Chinky or a Chinese. You can call them Chinese, I suppose, but, a Chinaman. We're Scots and still get called jocks and Scots and all kinds of things. But the society nowadays is going that way, where you can't say that. We were at an occasion recently, I'm trying to remember where it was now, and somebody in the company said, they just mentioned the word, just said, yeah, you remember the dark that used to come round the doors? Well, way back in our time, we were young, you had travelling salesmen, and they would come round either walking or on a bicycle, trading their wares, and quite a lot of them were African men with a suitcase, big large suitcase, and it was full of things to sell at the doors. And we knew them as darkies. It meant no offence. That was just what you call. We never called them niggers. That's an American word as far as I'm concerned. But this guy just quite openly, quite honestly, without thinking he was saying anything wrong, mentioned the darkie, and someone shot him down really terribly. They had a right pop at him and said, you can't say that. You can't say that word. And it went to a ridiculous state where it almost went into a full-blown argument, in front of everybody. And I thought, that's a damn shame. The guy meant nothing with it. I mean, I could go on and on and on, and I won't, because it just got boring then. But all I'm saying is that, following on from what Kat was talking about with this company and lyrically suspect or suspicious songs, it's going that way with society. We're getting so damn frightened. Well, I'm not, but I'm a kind of decent living fellow, and I don't go about calling people that. But we talk about a packie here as a packie. There, when we talk about going round the packie store for a loaf of bread, we don't mean any offence. It's just easier to say that than say a Pakistani. Even saying Pakistani, you'd probably get pulled up. So what are we supposed to say then? Going round to the Asian store. Well, Asia's a big country. But most of the stores are not owned by Asians. Well, they are Asian by default, but they're not from other parts of Asia. Asia is a massive continent. But the people that own these stores and run the general corner store, as we call them, come from Pakistan, invariably. And so they're just known as Pakis. It's no inference of anything whatsoever. But society deems that we're not allowed to say that anymore. Black is now brown. Well, if I have to call a black person a brown person, that's stupid. Because I'm also calling them a brown person, which could be insulting. You know what I mean? How far do we go with this? I'm allowed to call him a brown person, but not a black person? Come on. Is he off-white? Oh, wait a minute, off-white? That's offensive, man. I'm black, I'm brown. Don't you dare call me off-white. It's just stupidity. But I did enjoy Kat's audio, and it just shows you how things are thought of in this modern world that we have. Politically correct, I think it's gone way beyond politically correct. And we're bending over backwards now to be politically correct, no matter what we're talking about. There's something in the paper recently happened with a councillor in our area, and he just spoke off the cuff at a function he was at, and he meant no nastiness whatsoever. He used one word, and it was not offensive whatsoever, but it inferred a certain population. And he was just talking in terms, you know, when these people, you know, and it was in the press. And he got shot down, and they were shouting for his resignation. Bloody hell, come on. Oh, wait a minute, can I actually say bloody hell? Well, that's against God, isn't it? I shouldn't be saying bloody hell. Or is it against Satan? Who's going to sue me? Well, I don't know. Just stupidity as far as I'm concerned. But, as I said, modern society, politically correct society, go too far, you know. Anyway, thanks, Kat. Thanks for putting up the original audio, and thanks for clarifying it for little old me. Yeah, got any more like that? I've no doubt that over your way, there's loads of stuff like that. So get it out there. Let's hear it. See you by the new.